Hey everyone, it's Liz from Media Dev. Today I wanted to record a very quick podcast to discuss some lead generation strategies and more specifically talk about what is a lead. When you have a goal in mind to generate leads for your business, the first thing that is critical to do is to clearly define what is a lead. What criteria is mandatory in order for a lead to be considered a valid business opportunity? Is more than one definition possible? What triggers are you looking for in order for that lead to have a higher probability of entering into a sales cycle and converting into a business deal? In order for a lead generation campaign to be successful, we first need to define the target audience that we're going to go after. That's really step one. Understanding who you are targeting and why. This may revolve around industry sector. I only want to target retail companies, for example. It may revolve around company size, targeting companies with a certain number of employees. It may revolve around location. I'm only looking for companies located, I don't know, in London. It may revolve around job function. You may only be interested in speaking with a particular job title in the company, a CFO, CTO, just to give a couple example job titles. Understanding what is the best target audience to focus your outbound efforts on is the most important element when you're getting started. If you need help to define your buyer personas, you can refer to our buyer persona template, which is on our resource library. So check that out. And certainly when you're looking to develop your marketing strategy, that's going to be one of the first things that you have to get done. So understanding your buyer persona inside and out will make your outreach 100% more effective. Next, you need to define the mandatory criteria that you require. In other words, what information do you need to qualify about a particular company? This could have to do with existing software systems in place. I only want to target companies that are using Salesforce or Microsoft 365, for example. It could have to do with having a certain number of servers or volume of data or a particular cloud strategy. It could have to do with the potential number of licenses or the potential deal size that I'm looking for. So I may need to know how many potential users that company has. It could have to do with needs or challenges that the business is facing around a particular topic or around a specific project that the company is having difficulty executing. This definition phase is the groundwork to establish the parameters to answer the question, what does the ideal lead look like? It's important to keep in mind that every lead is going to be different in some way. Unfortunately, lead generation is not an exact science. I always say it's not an exact science, and we don't work for NASA, because every company is different and every company is going to express different pain points. So it's important not to be overly rigid either. I equate this to when you're looking to buy a house. When you have set out the ideal house you want to buy in your mind, you're visualizing the number of bedrooms, bathrooms, the size of the kitchen or the living room, and yet there is usually a little bit of give and take so that you can find something suitable because you may not find the exact perfect fit. It's important to know that out of all the criteria you established, when you define your ideal lead, what are the must-haves and what are the nice-to-haves? So that will give you a bit more leeway when you get started generating leads. You can always refine the definition once you start generating leads to tweak and improve as you move forward. And it's certainly important to be agile, to learn from your experience and continually work to refine the process. This will only happen if you are relatively open from the start and willing to see what opportunities you are able to generate, whether they suit your needs from a business standpoint. Sometimes it could even happen that you're not sure. Is what I have a lead? Could this be a good opportunity? In that case, it's best to further investigate. This usually happens by taking you know, your lead to internal stakeholders and having a discussion about the lead to see what they think about it before moving forward to the next level. For startup software vendors, this may also happen through trial and error, and that's okay. It's important that the lead generation process be a learning experience too. And part of that is being open to learning, open to falling down and getting back up. No one learned how to walk in a day, so it's normal that you're not going to try lead generation out for the first time and do it perfectly right from the get-go. So don't be afraid to make mistakes, because that's the best way to teach yourself how to do things better. It's also important to keep in mind that you are always going to find leads with different levels of maturity. It's very rare that we outreach to a prospect and they immediately respond saying, "Thank you so much for contacting me. This is exactly what I need." Very often, prospects may show some level of interest, but they're not yet ready to commit to a sales meeting. They're not yet interested in a product demonstration. They may be interested in opting in to receive information by email or to be in contact again at some undefined time in the future. However, there is still value in having a nurture pipeline of qualified prospects that you can reach out to punctually and across channels over time. We call that type of lead a marketing qualified lead, or MQL for short. These are in-target prospects who have expressed some interest in learning more, but they don't have a project, a strong need right now to move forward in the discussion. They may not have budget at this time, or they may not be 100% convinced about your value proposition, and they need more time to familiarize themselves with the topic. There certainly is value in gathering information about these marketing qualified leads and creating specific campaigns to nurture such prospects by putting them in front of the right content, subscribing them to receive a monthly newsletter, or inviting them to attend a webinar or other type of event. Again, your experience is going to vary from one company to another when you're conducting outreach to generate leads. Sometimes it will be very clear to you when you have a good lead, and other times it will not be clear, and you may end up thinking to yourself, "I wonder if that could be a lead." Lead generation is not always black and white, and there can be many shades of gray along the way. So it's important, like I said before, that when this happens, you discuss such opportunities with internal stakeholders so that you can brainstorm with them about what you found. Communication between marketing and sales teams is essential in order to refine the process and be sure that expectations are aligned, especially when you are not sure if the scenario you came across is valuable or not. So, as a quick recap on today's session, I want to drive home some of the following key takeaways and action items. One, a lead is a potential business opportunity, and that may englobe a lot of different ideas into one. Two, lead maturity will vary from one prospect to the next. Three, it's important to understand that while you must define the criteria you are looking for, you may not get every piece of the puzzle each time you generate a new lead. However, that doesn't mean that what you have is uninteresting. Four, collaborate with internal stakeholders to align expectations between marketing and sales so that you can be successful. This is especially important if what you're doing does not seem to be working. So that's it for today. Just a very quick podcast to understand better what is a lead. We look forward to seeing you again here at our resource library at mediadev.com. And if you want to contact us for more information or to brainstorm ideas about how you can create a successful lead generation campaign, please write us at contact@mediadev.com. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.